Good afternoon. Good afternoon. How's everybody doing? I'm all right.
What happened? You ended up back here after you tried out a while ago and went to some other team.
Well, I just felt like, you know, when I took my visit here in Philadelphia, you know, it kind of fit me. And, you know, I'm excited to be an Eagle.
The Eagles have a lot of running backs, a lot of young ones. Why do you think they signed you? What did they say to you as far as why they brought you here?
Well, they definitely do got a lot of great backs, you know, with McCoy and Brown. You know, I'm just here to compete and enjoy myself and have fun and help my team, you know, win some football games.
Did you feel like you're one guy competing for a job here? I mean, 1 year contract and nothing's guaranteed here?
Right now, you know, I'm just learning the plays and the system and, you know, trying to get myself allocated with that. And, you know, as like I said, I'm definitely competing as well.
In terms of the timing, did you want to wait until after the draft to see what different rosters look like?
Well, you know, I was just out trying to really see what's out there, you know. And, you know, once I visited the Eagles and, you know, I got to know the coaches and, you know, figured out the, you know, the system and how things are going to be going. You know, I kind of liked it, and I felt like it fit me.
And what kind of interest was there in teams back in March?
Well, obviously not. But, you know, once I got here and, you know, checked out the team and the coaches and you know, the organization, you know, I felt like it was a great fit.
After your time in Dallas, what was your first practice like today?
Man, it was fast. Definitely fast. And there's a lot of things that I do got to learn and to catch up. But, you know, I'm willing, I'm ready to do it.
Well, you've done a lot to kind of, you know, hurt this organization over the years. You've had some big touchdown runs. What's it like, you know, now being on the same team?
Oh, man, it's a little interesting, you know, but I'm excited. You know, definitely ready to get back to playing football. And, you know, the biggest thing was trying to find a team that best fit me, and I found it here with the Eagles.
I think you had against them a couple of years ago in the playoffs, 148 yards and 16. Did you feel like that was going to be a turning point in your career going forward?
But, you know, just playing my game. Definitely was building off of that. And, you know, things just didn't go right, you know, as far as the injuries and things. But, you know, that's how the game is. You know, you just got to keep pushing on and keep moving.
Do you think injuries was primarily why you had a 1,000-yard year or lift up the first round?
Well, injuries does play a big factor in that. But, you know, I can't dwell on that. And, you know, I got to keep pushing forward each season.
Where are you from a health standpoint? Last year you had the knee injuries and the shoulder. You know, what was done in the offseason and where do you stand right now?
Right now I'm feeling good. I'm 100. And, you know, I'm ready to go. And, you know, I'm excited about being here and running and feeling fast and everything. And, you know, I just can't wait to, you know, get the playbook down and if I can, you know, move even faster.
Do you want to stay in the NFC East after, you know, playing with Dallas for so many years? I mean, do you have, like, any animosity towards playing them again? You know what I mean?
Absolutely not. You know, it's a great rivalry. And, you know, I'm just glad that you know, I'm able to continue playing it in this conference in this division, and I'm excited. I'm happy, and I can't wait to get going.
Can you tell us what it was like coming here as a Dallas Cowboy playing in Philadelphia with the fans and the reception you guys are getting?
Well, it's you know, it's a little weird, but you know, it's fun, man. It's all in good nature and fun, and you know, it's a football game I've been loving ever since I was a little boy. And, you know, I'm just excited to be on the team and, you know, that has great players, great coaches. And, you know, I'm just thrilled to be here.
It sounded like you guys were on television a lot, you know, in the last couple of years. How much of Chip Kelly's offense have you seen? Are you excited about the role the running back plays in that offense?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I seen Coach Kelly, you know, do his thing, you know, when he played his bowl games out there at Oregon. And, you know, it seems like a fun system, a fun thing that he has going on, you know, with the no huddles and things of that nature. But it's exciting. I can't wait to learn the playbook and get going with the guys.
It sounded like the Eagles were interested in him 5 years ago when they're coming out. How deep was that interest from what you knew?
Oh, man. Actually, once I got here, you know, a couple weeks ago, I found that out for the first time. And, you know, I was excited to hear it, you know, and now I'm here.
Do you kind of feel comfortable with the, you know, the two or three in a rotation with two or three backs? Can you talk about that and how that might be a role for you here?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I said, it's good backs here. And, you know, I'm definitely competing for a spot, you know, to play. And it's going to be fun, you know, to learn from those guys and, you know, to pick up what they've done that helped them out. And, you know, it's going to help me with my game as well. And, you know, I always play with a couple backs anyway ever since college. But, you know, it's always a thrill to have a couple good people in your position, you know, because they can push you.
Are you wanted, though, by being a first-round pick and not having that illustrious career?
Hey, man, you know, things don't happen the way you plan them. You know, I'm just glad to be here, and I'm excited about the opportunity. And, you know, I just can't wait to get things going.
How's your speed now compared to when you came out?
Well, actually, I feel like, you know, my speed is getting a little bit better. You know, injuries, I wouldn't say they hurt me, but, you know, it didn't help me at all. And, you know, I'm feeling good about my speed.
Felix, I believe, were you a wide receiver in high school?
Yeah, I mean, I caught the ball. I pretty much played every position in high school.
You like catching the ball a lot out of the backfield?
Absolutely. I mean, any way I can help the team, you know, win, you know, I'm willing and able to do it.
Did you kind of embrace it at this stage of this career that you're probably always going to be in a committee and maybe that idea of being that franchise future back, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, just it can't happen. Do you have to embrace a different mindset here?
Well, my mindset here is, you know, first of all, you know, learn the plays. You know, learn the system, learn how, you know, what Chip Kelly has in his mind and go out there and make it happen. And, you know, after that, you know, things will fall in place.
So I'm like 20 steps ahead of you already, huh?
Well, you know, just trying to definitely allocate myself right now. You know, yeah, you pushing it right now, so.
Have they spoken to you about returning it, about returning kicks, returning
punts? Well, not yet, but I'm ready to do it. You know, whenever the coach let me know or gives me the opportunity to go out there and do it, you know, I'm excited about kickoff returns. You know, it's something that I always did, something that I always, you know, wanted to do. And, you know, whenever the coach give me the opportunity to go out there and do it, you know, I'm definitely ready to go.
You practice, like, what were you able to do?
Well, we caught the ball, you know, but it wasn't really nothing particular that, you know, he was wanting me to do. It was just, you know, practice catching the ball.
You were back there,
Hatch?
You were back.
I caught some balls, yeah.
What was it like just going out there today, and how different was that from anything experienced before?
Well, it was fun. You know, it's been a while since I did a team activity, and, you know, I definitely enjoy running around out there with those guys. And, you know, once I learn the plays, you know, I'd be more involved. But I was watching from afar today, and it was, you know, exciting to see, you know, what's going on.
A lot of success early in your career, not so much the last few years. Was that just the way the special teams were in Dallas, or what's your take on that?
Well, you know, when it comes to that, you know, it's kind of hard to tell. You know, things just happen, and you try to make the best of it. And, you know, things just happen. Other teams are good at special teams as well, so you may not get that opportunity to have a 50-yard or 40-yard break every time. But, you know, I try to do my best and get as much as I can.
Milos, what was the extent of
the
workout and their interest in you?
Oh, man, you know, it was a great workout, I believe. And, you know, I believe they were interested. But, you know, like I said, I was, you know, I felt like the Eagles was the best fit for me. I mean, yeah, I guess you can say that. You know, it was an opportunity available, you know, for me to go out there and, you know, compete for a position, time. And, you know, it was exciting to, you know, get out here and see what's going on, you know, because, you know, I can see myself, you know, helping out the team.
And what did you expect going in?
Last one?
Did you think, you know, free agency started, you would be somewhere in a few days?
Well, this is my first time, you know, ever being a free agent. So, you know, I didn't know what to expect. You know, I just kind of, you know, played it day by day and just, you know, and prayed about it a lot. And, you know, now I'm here.